It's this notion that you can tie student test scores to the preparation program that a teacher attended. And so, you know, you have teachers who graduate from the University of New Orleans. You have teachers who graduate from Tulane and get instruction to become teachers at those schools. And so this very, very complicated statistical analysis looks at those graduates' students' test scores in their first couple of years and ties that back, trying to sort of make this broader qualitative assessment about the how good a job or not their preparation program is doing.
So if a student does poorly on a test, they look at that student's teacher and say, where did that teacher go to school?
Yeah, exactly. And they, I mean, it has to be a group of teachers. So if University of New Orleans, for instance, has 30 graduates in their math certification programs, they'll look at the test scores of those math teachers' students in math over the period of a couple of years and then kind of group them together and try and get a sense of how good of a job the University of New Orleans is doing at preparing them based on that.
And has this way of measuring teacher education, education of teachers to teach, produced any results, any changes in the ways that teachers are instructed?
Louisiana is one of the first places that's doing it in the country, and it really is a movement that's spreading across the country pretty quickly. And in Louisiana, it hasn't had a huge impact in that no program has been shut down or sanctioned as a result of its scores. But there have been ones, particularly the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and then a private training program in Baton Rouge that have scored poorly in some subjects and sort of changed what they're doing as a result of that. Like both of them struggled, particularly in English language arts or reading. And so they've gone back and looked at their curriculum and looked at sort of how their professors are approaching it and how much time they're spending on different subjects.
But is the goal to shut down teacher training programs, or is the goal more to help those programs get better?
That really speaks to the heart of it. And Louisiana's system was designed as an accountability system. Like there were lawmakers who passed the law that made it happen who really wanted it to be used to weed out low-performing programs and say this one's doing a good job and this one's not doing a good job. And I think that one of the consequences of actually rating programs in this way is that they're going to see, since their very existence is at stake, if their graduates' students aren't scoring well in basic subjects, they'll probably become much, much more focused on preparing their graduates to do a good job at standardized test preparation and instruction, making sure they're producing graduates who can have kids score well on tests.
Right. So we've heard the term teach to the test. This would be teach to teach to the test.
Yes, exactly.
So why was this an interesting topic for you?
I feel like it's one of those things that people have just totally missed. News outlets across the country that have been writing lots and lots of stories about the push to evaluate individual teachers. And this one's a little bit harder to get your mind around and a little bit sort of wonkier and more difficult to explain. But I think it's just going to have sort of a seismic impact over the next few years as all of these education schools, which there are literally thousands of them across the country, are going to potentially have sort of a much, much higher bar they need to reach. And depending on how it evolves, it could really have a significant impact on sort of the way teacher education is done in Louisiana and nationally and what schools are allowed to stay open and which ones aren't.
Sarah Carr reporting for the Hechinger Report and The Lens this week on teacher training programs and accountability in Louisiana and across the nation. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.